Hi there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not-so-favorite rides, attractions, and other such theme park things, and maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back, and if you're new here, welcome. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host, Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse, and we started this show because we know that cool people, y'all like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting Disney files and have a few beverages while we're at it. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, let's find out what hotel we're going to be drinking responsibly this week. We're in our hotel mode, getting ready to island hop our way through Florida's third largest resort. We got our sun hats on, and we're ready to get lost among the sea of pastel-colored cottages. Today, we get our island vibe on as we tackle Disney's Caribbean Resort. We're going to have to figure this out. Maybe by the end of this podcast and the write-up that I had to do for it, I'll know how to spell Caribbean, because I have not done it without spell check saying nope. So far it's not looking good, but that conga line is looking good, mighty fine.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, Adrian, are you ready to limbo with me? How low can you go?
Oh, not low at all. I'm 5'10".
I've got back problems, you know.
It's like, yeah, I mean, we're gonna need like a crane or something.
What's up, dude?
I love that song, so I just got like really excited.
I know, it's so good.
I mean, that song is in Cosmic Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting it's new comeuppance. It's
a renaissance.
Yeah, it's renaissance. This is like like Gloria Estefan's running up that hill.
Yeah,
getting the second wave.
Oh, I'm excited. We're in our new series, little series here.
Yeah, so we're doing hotels. We're gonna get our way through all of them, but right now we're doing our first moderate hotel. So this will be interesting, you know. I'm pretty excited to see where we get, and for all these Caribbean vibes. How do you say it? Are you a Caribbean girl or Caribbean girl?
I say Caribbean beach.
Okay, but pirates of.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh man, me too.
So shit. Messed up. Like I don't know, but yeah, like I can't say Caribbean beach. It just doesn't sound right. It's Caribbean beach.
All right, so y'all at home should write into us and phonetically tell us how we should be doing. Should it be like Carib bean? Because that's apparently how it's spelled.
Now we're sharing the same dream.
Oh, you just wait, baby. You just wait. So for all of this tropical serenading that we're giving you, we're going to need some tropical-ass drinks. Something to put a tan on you. So we're going to get something so bright and tasty that you're going to need a little umbrella in it. I'm going to do today a little twist on the famous Bahama Mama. Yeah, right? You're kind of like a Bahama Mama.
Not sure what that means.
You know, just take it in a good way. 1.5 ounces of 1.5 ounces of rum, 2 ounces of coconut water, 1/2 ounce of grenadine, a dash of orange juice, maybe like up to 1 ounce. An ounce of pineapple juice and some crushed ice, and you're gonna just shake it up, and it is a delicioso.
Yeah, let me take a swig of this baby.
Yeah, we getting tropical.
Oh yeah, it's a vacation in a glass.
Totally. Yeah, this one will work. This one will work on you.
I've been transported to Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Let's cover up some basics on this. So the Caribbean Beach Resort opened October 1st, 1988. October 1st is that Disney magical date that we have to take a sip to because they tend to open everything then.
They love it. What happened?
Yeah, so that's like a little cheers to the Imagineers and their anal retentiveness of always opening on the same day.
Yeah. We love them.
You know, it's so hard to organize things, especially like opening dates in general, that like to have to open it up on like this weird day every time seems
like weird.
Absurd.
It's like the random like I don't know.
Maybe it's like maybe it's like if we open it now, we'll be able to like get out all the cobwebs and like figure out how things work before the Christmas rush.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the thought process. I don't really know. If you all know, write in, tell us. While you're doing that, give us a quick review. We've been getting some new reviews. They're so awesome to read. Oh. We're so happy to read like what you guys like and don't
we
read like.
Every single review and yep. we appreciate them. So.
Totally appreciate. Totes appreciate. The hotel is themed after various islands, and here they're called villages. That are all in the Caribbean, and it's easily recognized by its candy-colored buildings throughout the resort. It's located in the Epcot Resort area of Walt Disney World, kind of close to Typhoon Lagoon, and the resort kind of recently underwent a massive renovation that started in 2017 and just recently was completed. So it's everything is fresh and new, and it's no longer like a giant construction site. So yeah, so like that's kind of like where we are with the basics. I have a lot of other like little factoids and stuff that that we can get into, but I think we should just get into them with the game, which I'm like loosely calling the Hammered in the Hotel Hot Zone. you know, drink that hotel, you know, something.
This is how we're different. I just was like, drink that resort. And Ryan's like, Hammered in the Hotel Hot Zone. but what are your like? What are your thoughts on this resort?
I stayed here when I was little, and being able to shoot the cannons, like the water cannons, was like one of my favorite things. It's like a memory that still persists to this day.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I've become a Caribbean beach person in the recent years because of the convenience of it.
Sure.
Which we will talk about in the game, but like yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of this resort for a long time.
Well, I mean, like before, it really needed the renovations that it got. So, like, it was looking pretty haggard for a while. But we're not going to yeah. review like what it was. We're reviewing what it is, and
right. There was something sort of like tacky about it. Like, it was very similar to Old Key West, but Old Key West was like a like from this is like me my early perception of it. Like Old Key West was like. Well done and charming, and like Caribbean Beach was kind of like the low budget answer to that, which it is.
Sure, sure.
But there was something sort of like, and like again, like my family really liked like the tropical feel, but we weren't super into this resort.
Okay, yeah, we only stayed there once, so like as a family, they must not have been into it either. But those water cannons, I was into.
So. Okay, you were a boy.
All right, let's get ready to play that game, and we will be right back.
She said I was the tiger she wanted to tame.
No more room on the road.
I think these were the songs that were playing when I was a child in Florida.
Probably. All right, we're going to play Drink That Resort. This is basically a Drink the Difference game. We're going to rank the hotel through a series of rounds and drink the point difference that we give in each category. For example, if a category is worth 5 points and you give that hotel a 3 in that category, you're going to drink 2 sips, 2 seconds, 2 glugs, 2 slurps, 2 shooters, 2 scooters, 2 fluters. However you want to do it is all good. If you want to do it with water or a non-alcoholic beverage, that's A-okay. If you want to do it with this delicious Bahama Mama, go for it. Obviously, the shittier that the hotel is, the drunker you're going to get. And you should absolutely play along at home because it's way more fun to hear us when you're a little tipsy. We got 6 categories now in the hotel drink that resort game. We have overall theme, that's worth 10 points. Then we move into size and proximity, that's worth 5. Transportation, that's 5. Amenities, including like the pools and the shops and stuff like that, that's also 5. Then we have food and beverage, that's worth 5. And then we have our dark arts category, the value, is it worth it? You know, hotels are not so cheap in Disney, and you know, this kind of is the difference maker between, you know, value and moderate and the deluxe. So that's worth 20 points, And we start at the beginning, the overall theme and immersion of these hotels. This resort, in general, is pretty well themed. It's super colorful. It has nods to the Caribbean all around. The hotel has been like under this update for a long time, and now that it's complete, there's no more construction vibes. It's just straight island vibes, and everything's got like a fresh coat of paint, really bright and tropical feeling. I really kind of dig the vibe here. It's like it's a very relaxing, you know, chilled out vibe for like a pretty like exciting place, right? Like you know, like Disney in general, like it's kind of like go 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 go, and then this kind of feels like okay, I can like breathe for a minute.
Slowdown?
Yeah.
I don't really get that at this resort. I do think like walking through the resort, like you could sort of chill out. Like I think that's the moderates have that thing where like it's those like 2 to 3 level, usually it's 2, you know, and you're kind of like winding through them and they're very lush. Those moments I think are great. But always feel like there's something missing here for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can't put my finger on it. I've never figured it out. Maybe I'll figure it out today.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're here for, is to help each other figure out what our what our likes and dislikes about moderate hotels in Central Florida are. As you said, like the buildings here are all low. They're 2-story villages because this resort. And this resort doesn't feature any elevators, so guests with mobility issues need to like kind of take note of that and know like know what's up. The buildings are grouped into 6 villages, Barbados. So like they're all kind of like themed after islands in the Caribbean. So you have Barbados, Martinique, Aruba, Jamaica, and then Trinidad. And then Trinidad's actually separated into like Trinidad North and Trinidad South. It's like a bigger area. Each of these little villages contains 64 guest rooms, and each village has its own pool, white sand beach with hammocks, and they have like little playgrounds. There's laundry facilities in each little area, and bus stops and parking areas. And then you can actually like identify each of the villages because of these colorful buildings. All the colorful buildings are like set for each village. So Jamaica is yellow buildings with blue roofs. Aruba is pink and purple buildings with aqua roofs. Barbados, light blue with coral roofs, which is my favorite, I think, color combo. Martinique is coral and pink buildings with aqua roofs. Trinidad is light and dark coral buildings with dark coral roofs. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, with the theming of the sections is that, like, really the, like, where they named it, like, Barbados or Trinidad, like, it's just a color and a different roof color. It's not like they, like, did anything, like,
no,
specific to the culture of that region.
Yeah, it's not like you can go to, like, the Trinidad section and get doubles, and you can't do that in Martinique. You have to go, you know, you go there and you get, you know, whatever the local... you know, it doesn't do that. It's just kind of, you know, for you to understand, you know, where to walk to.
Yeah, it's like wayfinding.
Yeah, exactly. This whole resort has a signature scent. I guess they all have signature scents now. And they picked coconut, like basically coconut suntan lotion as the scent.
I think that's a good scent.
Yeah.
It does. Suntan lotion at that resort.
I feel like it's just the smell of tourists in the morning. You know, like before they stink, they just smell like coconut suntan lotion.
Pre-BO.
Yeah, pre-BO.
Pre 3 p.m. on the monorail smell.
Oof, man, that is a dirty, dirty smell. rooms here are nicely themed. They're themed to like a Caribbean vibe. They're about 300 square feet each. They have double queens or king setups. The double queens can also have like a Pullman berth or a Murphy bed, like a twin Murphy bed that can pull down out of the cabinetry, which is pretty cool to give you space for a fifth guest to sleep. Mm-hmm. The rooms have mini fridges, ironing boards, single service coffee makers, safes, like all the norms. They also have extra blankets and pillows in the closet, which I'm a huge fan of. And you know, not so much storage. They could probably do better about storage, but they have a ton of USB and like regular plug outlets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like pretty solid, very comfortable rooms. Yeah, and nicely decorated. And then if you want to go the extra mile, you can also, there's also a bunch of pirate themed rooms that are available, and those are like maybe like an extra like $50 a night, like up to $50 a night. More.
Announced that they're going away.
Oh, they're going away.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not talking about it.
Well, we drink them as they are now, so they're there.
Then I'm talking about it.
They are going away.
I didn't hear about that, but right now, if you were to book right this second, you can still get to them. And the rooms basically have like pirate ship headboards and like curtains with giant skulls and crossbones printed on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what you want to see lurking at you from the shadows when you wake up to pee. All right, so Adrian, so what do you think for the overall theme, the immersion that you're feeling here in the Caribbean?
So, first of all, like the lobby, I think it's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very like, it's more like Vero Beach than like, you know, Caribbean Beach. Like I don't get like a super Caribbean vibe, although directly outside of the lobby when you're heading towards the pool, like that little area where the lanterns are hanging.
Yeah, I love that.
I like that area a lot. The like walkway, what is the name of that? Is it Calypso Key or whatever that little island is that's in the middle?
Yep, exactly. Calypso Key.
That's really cute. I actually prefer the room. I had recently gotten a room that was pre-refurb there, and I really dug the pre-refurb rooms over the new rooms that they have there. It felt more Caribbean to me. There was like some like dark brown woods and like yellow tones, and it felt a little bit more Caribbean. But I do like this resort. But if we're talking technically and theming, and it's a 10-point category, is it on theme? Sure, but I think it could be better. I think it, instead of just using colors in some places, I think they could use maybe like architectural influences from those specific regions, or yeah. Like,
I mean, I feel like they do so. I mean, like I'm currently building a hotel in Trinidad. So like I'm building my own Caribbean beach resort minus the beach, definitely an airport hotel, but like, you know, trying to pull in like local flavor into there too. And like they're definitely at least somewhat successful in like getting a vibe that is more authentic than like, for instance, like when I look at the Riviera Hotel, which is actually adjoined to this property.
Yeah.
I don't really see the French Riviera when I look at those buildings.
And that's the thing too about with the theming of this is like, it all surrounds this lagoon, and you see the Riviera, which is a gray resort.
Yeah.
It's part of it. That was actually an old section of the Caribbean beach. So it's like in the circle, you know, like both of those resorts like share a walkway. So it takes you out. It's not themed to the Caribbean at all. There's no gray in the Caribbean.
No.
It's not allowed. It's illegal.
You can be prosecuted to the full extent of the pirate law.
They want it to be joyful. And I think that that's what like is missing for me a little bit here. It's not joyful. Like I feel a missing, like it doesn't evoke joy for me completely, but I think they go to other categories. There's things that I like about it, but it goes in other categories.
Okay.
So theme for me, I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay. This is out of 10. I don't think that that's all that far off. You know, I think it's over halfway, but not like massively over halfway. I do like the theme of the pool, which we'll get into like when we're in amenities. But as far as the theme goes, it's like this Spanish fort and pirate ship themed pool area. And like I said at the beginning, it's got cannons that shoot water. Really like that. Might give that an extra point. In fact, I'm going to go to a 7.
Okay.
So
I'll drink 4, you drink 3.
Yes, please. Okay. We're on to size and proximity.
Oof.
Yeah, oof is right.
Big boy.
At more than 200 acres.
Oof.
Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort is the largest resort on Disney property by land area. It's the second largest by rooms. It's got over 2,100 rooms in the grouping of buildings. And it's, as I said before, like they're all in two-story high buildings, so like it spreads out. It's like just like massively sprawling around the area, you know, into these five brightly colored villages. It's all centered around a 45-acre lake that is called Breakaway Bay, I believe. And then there's like a jogging track that goes around that lake, and it's 1.4 miles long. And that would go like Breakaway Bay. That lake is also what the Riviera sits on. So it's in the Epcot area technically, with Skyliner connections to to Epcot. And to MGM Hollywood Studios. So, I think, the other, so like proximity wise, like you're kind of in the thick of things here. Like it's pretty good as far as like,
this goes under transportation, but having Skyliner access to those is massive, and Caribbean Beach is the transportation hub. So you don't have to make, connections. Like if you leave from the actual hub, mm-hmm. which is in the Jamaica section, you could go directly to Hollywood or Epcot.
Save you a stop, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, that's great. I mean, well, so when it goes to Epcot from the hub, it's going to go into the Riviera, station, but it doesn't stop. So you're like staying on it. But it's going to go around. But mm-hmm. it's great. But we're under size and proximity. So the last time I stayed there, I recommend this. If you care about like Skyliner, you have to either stay in Jamaica or Aruba. Aruba, you're going to take the Skyliner from the Riviera.
Yeah.
Which is really great for Epcot, because literally it's one stop to Epcot. And if you're going to Hollywood Studios, you're going to have to get on the Skyliner at Riviera or just walk to the Jamaica one. But I never once went to the lobby until my very last day, because it was a hike. To get to the lobby or the main pool from those sections are a hike. So you have to make a decision. Is it important to you to be by the pool and the lobby, or is it important to you to be by the Skyliner when you're deciding where you want to stay? And you guys should know, we're talking about resorts, so you can make those requests ahead of time. Make those requests to stay in the section that you prefer. You can make preferences.
Yeah.
You can do that right on My Disney Experience. And they know what people, and some people don't do it. So then they get whatever they want to give.
I would say like Trinidad and Barbados, if you're looking to take advantage of the Skyliner, it's not so good. Martinique is the other one that's on that same side, as like the old Port Royal, which is the like the main lobby and like all of like the amenities and stuff like that. That's like very close to the Riviera Resort, and you can actually like walk over through the Riviera to get to the Skyliner there, and it's not so bad. But it's like, it's still kind of a hike. Anything that's on that side, those three, Martinique, Barbados, and Trinidad, all kind of like, you're not able to take as much advantage of the Skyliner.
You're just walking to it.
Yeah.
All of the sections have the internal bus, which we'll get to in transportation, but like, you could take the internal bus, but who wants to do that? It's a pain. It adds time.
Yep.
So in terms of proximity to parks, this is great, because you can easily get to Hollywood and Epcot if you're staying in those right sections. In terms of proximity to internal amenities, this sucks.
Pretty brutal.
It's a lot of walking. And it and it's not very shaded. I remember my last trip, like when I was getting off the Skyliner for the last time and my bags were at Bell Services and it was time for me to leave, and walking from the Skyliner to the lobby, like I thought I was in the Sahara Desert and I died.
It's real sprawly. It just kind of, you can see it from the Skyliner as you're going over that section. You're like, oh my God, this is like, this goes over like a big area. It's like a half mile long, that Skyliner piece from the Caribbean Beach Skyliner station all the way to the Riviera Skyliner station. It feels like, like a real, like you're in the air for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And, so it's a very, very big resort. And as far as like size and proximity, I think that probably, is a negative. I stand corrected. I called it Breakaway Bay before. It's Barefoot Bay that we're going around as the little lake, and that little island is the Caribbean Key.
Oh, Caribbean Key, not Calypso Key. Yeah,
and it's like Caribbean Key playground and stuff like that. So,
yeah. So size and proximity, I'm going to split the difference here because I think it's a 5 at some points, and I think it's a 1 in other points. I'm going to give it a 3.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I'm probably like a 2.5. We'll go 3. I'm liking 3. Yeah.
3 is a good number. Yeah. It's strength 2.
Cool. I think this round is probably going to be pretty similar too with transportation. So the place is huge, as we just kind of covered. It's got several bus stops around the property, meaning that if you're among like the first bus stop, you have to travel to others before you can get on your way. This is if you're going to, you know, Animal Kingdom or to
Magic,
or to Magic Kingdom. And then it could be that, like, you know, as you so if you're among the first stop, like pickup points, you have to travel to other spots. And then if you're among the last ones, you might have like a full bus that shows up and you know, only 10 people can get on or 5 people can get on. And then, you know, you have to wait for the next one. And you never really know like how they're running it. It's not like, oh, it always stops in Barbados first. It's not like that. It just kind of happens to be like how the cookie crumbles that time that you're going. So it could be that you're in the first spot. It could be you're in the last spot for the time. So you don't really know. And like that internal bus structure is also going to stop at the 2 Skyliner stations, I believe. Or maybe just only the 1. I think it might be only the 1 Skyliner station that it stops at, the main hub.
Well, it stops in Aruba, so if you wanted to go to the Riviera...
Sure, that's true. That's very true. But it doesn't make an extra stop at the Riviera or its station, I don't believe.
No.
This hub station is where everybody that's on the Skyliner has to make the switch over if you want to go to Epcot. You're making the switch here. If you want to go to Hollywood Studios, that's also where you're making the switch. In reality, like you're never too far between these two stations. I mean, like it's a hike, but you know, it's not but taking it's a possible. Bus to it. It's possible,
yeah,
you know.
It's yeah. Because it's like if you're staying at Grand Floridian, the monorail is there. But if you're in one of those outer buildings, it's a similar thing.
It's a hike.
It's like it's a hike. So it's like. That's why they have preferred rooms. That's why they have, you know, like it but it's available. And
exactly.
That's what's exciting about this. And for me, this is where this hotel shines. Like having that hub access to 2 parks out of the, like I mainly go to 3 parks. So 2/3 of the parks that I go to, I can jump on the Skyliner for. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I love the Skyliner. It's my new favorite mode of transportation.
Ditto. And really, like, no matter how long that line is for the Skyliner, it goes so fast. You know, like, they're putting in, like 9 people at a time or something, 8 people at a time.
And I've heard people say, like, oh, but the Skyliner can be a pain because, like, if the weather's not great, it's down. Well, then it goes to buses, mm-hmm. You know, but, and then they're like, sometimes it could take a while. That is true. Sometimes, like, we experienced that a little bit when we were trying to get to Epcot, and it slows down a little bit and you're just like watching the time tick, but you're in your own private.
Yeah. I mean, even when you're stuck there, you're stuck like from a bird's eye view over the, over like your favorite place. It's great.
Like,
it's great.
You know, like it's not terrible.
Yeah. So, we got to see the fireworks from, and it was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't find when people say the thing about like, yeah, but it could be like too hot or too cold up there. I've never experienced it. It's always fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this gets a 4 in this category.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know really what would give it a 5. Like, I don't even know if anything can get a 5 in this category. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, some of the... I don't know.
Some things have, have multiple modes, extra modes of transportation, but they're... You know, so, I mean, like Grand Floridian has a boat and a bus
and a monorail. Yeah, I mean, but the monorail and the boat, well, the boat only goes one place and the monorail only goes two places.
But it connects to Epcot.
Yeah.
So it's two.
What which one?
So you're still getting the two places.
Yeah, the monorail, but not the boat.
No, but I'm saying like you're still similar to this. You're getting access to two parks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So, yeah, it's a 4 for me. I'll drink one.
Okay, ditto. Okay, next up is amenities.
Mm.
All the amenities, as Adrian said, start at this like drop-off point. This is the old Port Royal. It's where all the hotel services like check-in and concierge are found. It's where the Calypso Trading Post, which is the resort store that is located there. It's pretty big. It's got a lot of resort-specific gear and like, you know, clothing items and mugs and, you know, magnets, all that kind of stuff. If you're into that, collecting for the places that you're staying, you won't be disappointed there. They got a lot of stuff. The area is the main spot for dining that's at the resort, and it's got a few different places that we'll cover in food and beverage. It's also the at the port is the zero entry main pool. So it's kind of like, you know, goes from almost like a beach entrance, like flat right into the water, which is always nice. The main pool is themed after a Spanish fortress and features water cannons plus two water slides, one of which is 102 feet long, which is pretty awesome. It also has a kiddie area, shipwreck theme place named Fuentes de Moro, which I don't know what that means. But it sounds cool. The area features its own like little kid mini slides as well, which is great. And then there's like whirlpools at the main pool as well. And then in each of the villages, they also each have their own pool for its guests. And all the pools are heated, comfortable swimming all year round. The whirlpool's like really nice and hot, which is great. And you have to bring your towels from your room to all of those like outlier pools. There are towels available at the main pool, so you don't have to bring them to there. But you can just let room service know or whatever.
They actually started having towel carts at the Quiets.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, they've heard our cries. I've carried that one for many a year. I feel like I'm. You can thank me, everyone. Because when I would do the survey, that would be my one complaint. I'd be like, they don't got towels at the quiet pools, which makes no sense. Like, we don't get wet in those pools. Like,
exactly. It's silly.
So now, they've started to have them there.
Well, I'm glad that your cries were heard, Karen. And,
without Karens, we wouldn't have towels.
They've done one good thing in all of our lives, and it is the towel cart at the quiet pool.
And there's a lot of amenities here.
Yeah, there are. Back at the Port Royal, there's also a marina, which used to have all like those little sprite boats. I love those little sprite boats that you could rent for like an hour or two and like go putter around.
The lighthouse,
got a little lighthouse. It's adorable. I think you can still rent pontoon boats and stuff too to go around Barefoot Bay. And you could probably like rent like fishing poles too to like fish. You can do that at some of the other lakes on property. So I'm sure you can do it here as well, even though I didn't read about it. There's also volleyball courts, bike rentals. They do Movie Under the Stars here. I think they do that in most resorts now, if not all.
Like there's some hammocks and like beaches to just like sit on.
So there's like hammocks and beaches, little like white sand beaches at each of in each of the little villages. They all have like their own. So
that's one of my favorite things about this, and it's so pretty, like to sit at. And one time I had therapy, and I do therapy over the phone, and I did my therapy sitting on one of the lounge chairs,
nice,
on the sand at night, and like it was like the most magical therapy session.
Yeah, a nice little secluded beach just for you and your therapist. It's perfect.
There, it's so chill. That's like one of the better chill spots.
Did you do that session on FaceTime? Were you like, look where I am?
I was like, I'm in Disney World.
So they're like, again.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, there's a jogging trail that encircles the little lake, and that's 1.2 miles long. So you can, you know, get a nice little workout if that's what your thing is. And that's also like good for bike rentals, those like little Surrey bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a few amenities. Yeah. The place is pretty. Yeah. It's doing okay that way, I think.
So just disclaimer. So like I'm someone that I don't have children. I don't currently have children. So, like, that particular main pool, though stunning, the way that they've done it, it looks like the way that Pirates of the Caribbean, like, it looks like they took things from it. And, like, they made it look like that sort of
that Spanish feel. Yeah, the Spanish fortress.
Yeah, feel. I love that. And I love the type of, like, lounge chairs they have there. They almost have, like, beach chairs where there's some that are just, like, a chair. Mm. But, like, and they're just nice because they don't take up a lot of room. And I really like that. But it's always nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
true.
It's not, it's a nutty place.
Well, there's so many people here. You know, like, it's got 21, over 2,100 rooms. Yeah. So that's, like, you know, at any given time, you have, like, 10,000 people at this hotel.
Right, and, like, that's where, like, the pool bar is and everything. So, like, if you're going to Caribbean Beach, you're kind of like, well, I want to have, like, a frozen strawberry daiquiri and sit by the pool. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can get it. Now, the quiet pools there are obviously way more chill. Like, very different. Last week we did All Star Music, and, like, their version of the quiet pool is basically just, like, another main pool. This is very different. But with the addition of the Skyliner... Now, like, when you're in, especially in the Aruba section, and I think I pointed this out to you, Ryan, when you're in the pools now, the Skyliner, like, goes overhead of a lot of them. It's not very private, and you're very, like, conscious of the fact that, like, people are, like, looking down at you on the Skyliner when you're in the pool.
That's so true, yeah. Yeah,
if so you... It's not private. It can be, people are a little more, like, voyeuristic. But
if you want to show off your beach bod, you know... Go to Aruba and
go to Aruba if you got a beach bod. But there's a lot of amenities here, and like that little island where that's where they do their Movies Under the Stars. That's where their playground is, and like there's these little like pockets that have like a little hut and a table and like a chair. And you could just like sit there and like read a book.
It's so nice and secluded over there, like in that island.
And you're just, like, facing out on the whole thing. It's a cool place to, like, drink your morning coffee. I think this does well in amenities.
I think so, too.
I'm trying to think of, like, what more it could have that it doesn't have. And I'm coming up blank. I want to give it, like, a 3.5. So
bring it up to a 4? I think that that's a pretty fair score for it. Like you said, I don't know that I can't think of anything that I want it to have that it doesn't have.
Right. Like if the boats start working again, it's really got a lot. I mean, what more could it have? Like it's a Caribbean themed resort and it's, you know, it does have a gym.
Yep. Right? I think it's got a gym and it's got, I believe it has an arcade as well.
Yeah. It's an arcade. Definitely. Yep. I mean, you know, what do we want? A hot air balloon? I mean, I think it's 4.
Can we get a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
I want a hot air balloon.
I'll look into it. I'll carry in that one for you.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at a map right now. They even have like a place for campfires and stuff. So
they do that. The campfire with the marshmallows.
Yeah, they really have a lot here, and they have Coca-Cola freestyle machines at each of the villages, which is nice. Right.
Super great, because again, like if you have to walk
all the way,
like you're just like, forget it, I'm not going to do it. So yeah.
All right, so let's four it around the table. Four is for the table, and we'll each drink one.
Yeah, good for you, Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, doing well. Food and bev. We've got a couple different options. A bunch of them are located at that old Port Royal. Almost all of them are located there. There's one that's located like south down in Trinidad country, but. At Port Royal, we have Sebastian's Bistro, which is a table service restaurant. It offers waterfront dining, and it's themed to our favorite little crab, Under the Sea. Next to Sebastian's Bistro, we have Banana Cabana, which, you know, we're going to take the high road on this one.
Yeah, that's one of those names where you're just like, wow.
Disney,
that
really?
That got through all the gates, huh?
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
Exactly. That's an outdoor bar and lounge. It's next to Sebastian's, and it's kind of like a Calypso music-inspired bar. It's got, like, steel drums hanging from the ceiling, lots of rum drinks to help you relax your day away.
Always a line. So it's like, get ready to get in line.
It's kind of a small bar for how big this, you know, how many people are here.
I'm surprised there hasn't been any talk of like an expansion of the bar there, because it's another place where I feel like could use more. Use more bar.
I would like to see like a bar maybe on the other side of that island, you know, like in like between Aruba and Jamaica. Something to kind of like spread the love out a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Also at Old Port Royal, we have the Centertown Market, which is a quick service counter style food court. It's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's got like mobile ordering and all that kind of stuff. And then down in the Trinidad section, you have Spyglass Grill, which is another kind of like quick service eatery. They carry like kind of typical fare. They've got like some, you know, like some Caribbean style stuff. Like I think they have like empanadas, they have like tacos.
Oh, I've never been there. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, because like, you know, it's so far away from everything else, and that's why it's there, so that people would have something
just
down
go
there.
Over the Trinidad section arbitrarily. Interesting.
And then there's also room service delivery option here, with Blue Runner Pizza. Have you ever done Blue Runner Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think that's like a resort wide service, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to get into the mode that you're going to have Disney pizza, which when you're in the mind frame for Disney pizza, you're not expecting what we're used to, York style.
No, cardboard with sauce. But
you're hungry and it's late and you're like, I need something.
It'll do in a pinch. That's good until like 11:30 at night, and then it's done. So, you know, food and beverage, I think that it's kind of like, it's not its star service, you know, like it's a lot of it's like run of the mill. A lot of it's either quick service or just slightly above quick service offerings. Nothing to like really write home about. I would never like many of the Disney resorts like you would travel to on purpose to go to a restaurant there.
Animal Kingdom Lodge has some of the best resorts on property. You would make the trip out there, but Sebastian's Bistro is good.
It's fine.
You wouldn't go out of your way to go there. Yeah. But the food is really good.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe if I was staying at Disney's Riviera and I was there for like 2 weeks and I was tired of the food there or something.
For the Riviera, you would definitely go there one of the nights because it's nice. It's good food and it's well priced.
Yeah, it is well priced. That's true. And I would say that about all of these are like fair or like, you know, moderately priced for the restaurants. So, I don't know. It's out of 5 points that we're judging this. I'm probably like halfway there. I'm going to give it a 2 because I'm not going to give it the 3.
I'm going to give it the 3.
Okay. So that's through our technical rounds, Adrian. We've done we both tied again. We got there different ways.
We get there differently, but
yeah, we tied again. And out of the 30 points that we could have gotten, we've given it 20. So, you know, it's doing okay.
Doing like a moderate.
It's doing like a moderate does. And then now we have another category. We have the pricing and the value. This is out of 20 points. So it's considered a moderate hotel, a moderate resort hotel, and its prices are in the mid-range, obviously. So the regular prices do not include Florida state tax. So like any kind of like, you know, taxes are going to be on top of this. And then with all the hotels on property, you now have to pay for parking. So that's an extra $20 a night. So you got to like, you know, kind of think all of these things through when we're adding into what the rates are. And the standard room rates kind of start at $230 and they go all the way up to $335 and like $400 during holidays. So like $400 for one of these rooms during the holidays is, you know, it's quite pricey. And then like a preferred room range would be like starting at like $315 or so. And then in a holiday time, it could go up to like almost $460. And then those pirate rooms could go all the way up to like $500 per night. So I don't know what they're going to replace them with or do with them, but I'm sure that they're going to find some way to charge $500 a night for something. Maybe it's just Johnny Depp. Like there's just a Johnny Depp body double in the corner that can scare you, or maybe like an
Amber Heard like washcloth.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You can wash your butt with Amber Heard.
When you could get this resort for $230 a night, chef's kiss.
Yes. Agreed.
Amazing. Get it. Take it, do it, because all of those things that we just talked about, like getting 20 points technically for a resort, like for that's great. When it becomes over $300, I bow out.
I think that there's other places that are in that price range, the 300 range, that I like better. And, you know, like we also said that the preferred rooms are kind of like starting at like $315. That's the Jamaica and the Aruba. Like that's where you have access to the Skyliner. So like if you can score a good deal, then you know, that's the way to do it. If you can do, if you can get those rooms for under 300, I think that you're doing well.
Yeah. I mean like, cause it, and it also depends on length of stay too, because it's like, if you're staying for four nights at $300 a night, it's expensive trip, but if you're staying for a weekend, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. I think the value here with the addition of the Skyliner, the value of this has gone up exponentially.
Oh yeah,
if we did this, you know, pre Skyliner, I don't feel like I would ever pay. I don't even know if I'd pay $230 a night to stay here. I wouldn't see the reason. Like, you would only have the buses. It didn't have any other like access to anything.
Well, especially because then it was like it hadn't been refurbished too, so it was like a piece of junk too.
Hadn't been refurbished. Yeah. It was just kind of like, just if you were into the Caribbean, the Disney theming of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But the Skyliner upped the value. Like, it's really like made that resort one of the resorts that I look into. So it's got to be over half the 20 points, but I think it, I don't, does it go over 15 points? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, for me, because over half of the resort is sort of like too far away to be like helpful with the Skyliner or as helpful with the Skyliner. I think that the value gets kind of like swayed, and I agree with you. Like, if you're able to get it at bottom dollar at like $230, great, do it. Especially if you can get like something that's within like a closer walk to one of the Skyliner stations. But otherwise, it's like there's just too many like stay options that are going to be like work against you here that you could end up in. You know, like you said, I think in last week's, like you can make, you can request, you know, you can request to stay in certain places.
Yeah. And even if you're in your standard room, you can make requests to be closer. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you get the preferred, but you get like the closer of the standards.
Yeah, and do your research ahead of time. You know, like if you can tell them, like, oh, I would really love to stay in building 33, you know, like that helps them to like get you where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, like, it's tough because it could be a good value at 230. It's a good value at 330. It's pricing me.
Well, I tell you, I'm at a 13 because I think that. Most of the options are like outside of where I would want it to be price wise.
I think that's a good number. I'm tempted to go because I am such a Skyliner stan. I'm tempted to go. I'm going to go 14.
Okay. That ain't crazy.
No.
So we did it. We done did it again, Adrian.
We solved Disney. We
solved all of it. I've given it a 33. I've given it 33 points out of 50. You've given it 34 points. So we're at a 33.5. Tie goes to the resort. 34 points for it. I think that that's fine.
Did well.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Did well. It's like if you think of like these all these coming in like in their like respective like classes, which is annoying that. Disney has classes, but like you would think that the moderates would be in the 30s, the values would maybe be in the 20s, and the deluxes would be in the 40s. But so this is I think where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. It'll be interesting because like there's some deluxes where I'm like, I'd never pay that price, and it's gonna get sandbagged from me because like they're really like. You know, like really sticking it to you for, you know, for an extra like comfy bed.
Yeah. There are some like, you know, we have Animal Kingdom coming up where it's like, it's not highly priced and it's got a lot, it's got the best food on property. It's got, you know, like there's some where like their value is great.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is fun. I feel like I'm getting very serious.
Oh, so why so serious?
I feel like, I mean, you guys can't see me, Ryan can, but like, I'm really thinking. Like, each category, I'm like, I'm in my head. So, this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. And we got a whole lot more of them to come. And if there's ones that you guys want us to cover before others, write in, let us know. Other than that, you know, the Dark Ride is presented by Drunk History, and it's always available every Wednesday on every place that you can get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, etc. The show is always free, but you should and can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, and please give us a 5-star rating and a review. We love reading those reviews. They make our day. Even if they're bad, it makes my week.
Don't leave a bad review.
Well, you can like give us a good rating. And you can write a bad review. That's fine.
No, you're not a bad review, but you can like tell us what you'd like us to improve.
Yeah. just you can like just don't make fun of the way I look on my podcast, and we're fine.
Don't tell me I have a voice for radio.
Yeah.
Face for radio or whatever it is. No, I want a voice.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, sister? You got a voice for radio.
I'd be like, thank you.
Oh, nice.
Face for radio, I'm gonna jump off into the lake.
You can always help us out by telling a fellow theme parks loving friend to listen in. If you like us, they're gonna like us too. Email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistry@gmail.com, and please follow our social media. We have a great TikTok account and an Instagram account. Those are both at drunkdistry. That's it for us, but thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Always keep your kingdom cool.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get